the colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I will not call the principal Spudhead. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Marge and baby Maggie make their way home from the supermarket, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on a saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across the road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then, as everyone gathers at the sofa, they all link arms in a line and start a showgirl routine of high kicks. They're joined by some actual showgirls with feathered headdresses, a juggling unicyclist, some balancing elephants, a couple of magicians, and some flamethrowers. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. At KBBL Radio.
Doing the Monster Mash with you on this beautiful Valentine's Day.
Marty, why did you play that song today? There must be thousands of love songs.
Well, it's kind of a love song. All the monsters enjoying each other's company, you know, dancing, holding their evil in check.
You played the wrong record, didn't you?
Why are you doing this to me?
Cupid's pinned over Santa.
Bah! This is just another Hallmark holiday cooked up to sell cards.
Oh, a Valentine from my granddaughter.
Could I have the envelope?
To Mo, from your secret admirer.
No!
Oh, God, no.
And this is for my Huggy Bug in honor of the special day.
Special day? Oh, what have I forgotten now?
Now, don't panic. Is it bacon day? No, that's crazy talk. She's getting impatient. Take a stab at it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Woohoo!
I'll bet you have a lot of things planned, eh, Dad?
Kind of. Nobody makes a big deal out of Valentine's Day.
If you think I'm cuddly and you want my company, come on, wifey, let me know.
Oh! Hey, Dad, why don't you give Mom her present?
What a nice idea, son. It's, upstairs, on the second floor of our house. I'll just go get it.
He runs out of the room. The family's eyes all follow the sound of his footsteps, then look out of the window to see him clinging to a falling lamppost. He runs to the Quickie Mart.
Apu, you gotta help me. I need a Valentine's gift for my wife.
Perhaps this might be appropriate?
Yes! You saved my life. How much?
$100.
What? That's highway robbery. I won't pay it.
Oh, I think you will.
Forget it, pal.
La-da-dee, la-da-da. La-da-dum, la-da-dee, la-da-dum, la-dum, da-da-dee.
All right! But I'll never shop here again.
If he discovers the discount supermarket next door, all is lost. Nickel off on expired baby food.
Sold!
Miss Hoover, can we exchange our Valentines?
Not just yet, Janie. First, we're going to construct paper mailboxes to store the Valentines.
Isn't that just pointless busy work?
Bullseye. Get cracking. Yes, Ralph?
My parents won't let me use scissors.
The children are right to laugh at you, Ralph. These things couldn't cut butter. Now, take out your red crayons.
Miss Hoover?
Yes, Ralph?
I don't have a red crayon.
Why not?
I ate it.
Attention, everyone. This is Principal Skinner. Some student, possibly Bart Simpson, has been circulating candy hearts featuring crude, off-color sentiments. Well, let me tell you something. Valentine's Day is no joke.
Da Nang, 1969. A young Principal Skinner is shaving on board an army boat on the river.
Sending your chick a Valentine, huh?
Yep.
The soldier gets shot.
Johnny. Johnny! Johnny!
Cool, I broke his brain.
All right, children, you may now exchange Valentines.
Miss Hoover, I glued my head to my shoulder.
The kids run around the class posting their valentines. Two girls empty heaps of them out, but Ralph's box is empty. He hooks it back onto his desk in tears.
Poor Ralph. Here you go, Ralph.
You choose me?
Happy Valentine's.
Ralph hugs Lisa's card to his chest.
All right, special holiday meal.
What do you want these beef hearts?
On the floor.
It doesn't look very clean.
Just do your job, heart boy.
He empties a lorry load of hearts onto the kitchen floor. In the cafeteria, Bart clutches his heart.
Bart, what's wrong?
My baboon heart. Buddy, rejecting it.
A heart pops out of his t-shirt. Ralph's waiting for Lisa after school.
Can I walk you home, Valentine?
Sure, I guess.
That Valentine sure was funny.
Glad you liked it.
It says, choose me. And there's a picture of a train.
Yeah, nice gag.
So, do you like stuff? The doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds if I kept my finger out of there.
Well, here's my house.
She runs inside. My Bloody Valentine. Scratchy gives Itchy a heart saying I love you. In return, Itchy plunges his heart into Scratchy's chest, pulls out his heart, and gives him the still pumping organ. Scratchy puts it on a shelf, then sits down to read the paper. The headline reads, "You need a heart to live." As he tries to grab his heart, he drops down dead.
Hey, kids! Don't forget to watch my 29th anniversary show, featuring clips like this one of Sideshow Mel whacked out on Wowie Sauce.
Everyone's always kissing your ass. Well, I'm not afraid to tell you, you're a...
Oh, I'd give anything to go to that show.
I'd sell my firstborn son.
Hey!
You'll do as you're told.
Ralph thinks I like him, but I only gave him a Valentine because I felt sorry for him.
Ah, sweet pity. Where would my love life have been without it?
What do you say to a boy to let him know you're not interested?
Well, honey,
let me handle this, Marge. I've heard them all. I like you as a friend. I think we should see other people. I know speak English.
I get the idea.
I'm married to the sea. I don't want to kill you, but I will.
Honey, I tell this boy that you're very flattered, but you're just not ready for this kind of thing.
Thanks, Mom.
And if that doesn't work, six simple words. I'm not gay, but I'll learn.
Ralph, I think you're nice, but I'm just not ready for this kind of thing. Do you understand?
I guess so.
Good.
Later, at home.
Dad, how do you get a girl to like you?
Son, whether you want to win a girl or crack a nut, the key is persistence. Keep at it and never lose your cool.
The nut won't crack.
Oh, come on, you stupid... Let that be a lesson to the rest of you, nuts.
Okay, Dad, I'll be persistent. Is that how you got, Mom?
Well, son, never underestimate the appeal of a man in uniform. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys and girls, only 4 days till my anniversary show. 29 years. And when I came on, they said I wouldn't last a week. And you know where those reviewers are? All dead. How you doing on there, fellas? Anyway, here's a clip. Now, why do they call this a urine monkey? I just found out.
That's funny for so many reasons. We have to go to that show.
Forget it. To get those tickets, our parents would have to be part of Springfield's cultural elite.
Can you believe Flanders threw out a perfectly good toothbrush?
He brushes his teeth with it.
Ew.
Oh, no, it's Ralph. Just make up some excuse.
He's in a can. Go away.
Yes, sir. I'd do anything for Lisa.
Really?
on the roof.
Mr. Simpson, the tar fumes are making me dizzy.
Yeah, they'll do that. Ooh.
Dearest Martha, since boyhood I have yearned to be on the $1 bill, and with your help, this I shall achieve. Sincerely, George Washington.
Thank you, Rex. I've selected the cast for our President's Day pageant. Martha Washington will be played by Lisa Simpson. George Washington will be played by Ralph Wiggum.
Oh! What? This is a travesty! Everyone knows I'm the best actor in this ridiculous school!
Sit down, Rex.
I will not sit down! Someone's gotten to you, you deceitful cow!
That's absurd, Rex. Ralph won the part fair and square.
That's the signal. Take the boot off the car, boys.
Now Ralph is in the play with me. I just know he's going to embarrass me in front of the whole school.
Lisa goes to answer the door.
Oh, no. It's a package from Ralph. Oh, a Malibu Stacy convertible. Look in the trunk. He must mean trunk. Tickets to the Krusty Anniversary Show! Oh, he must want me to go with him.
Oh, it isn't fair. I'm 10 times the Krusty fan you are. I even have the Krusty home pregnancy test.
I'm not sure I should go. I don't even like him.
You're right, Lise. You shouldn't go. It wouldn't be honest. I'll go, disguised as you.
What if he wants to hold hands?
I'm prepared to make that sacrifice.
What if he wants a kiss?
I'm prepared to make that sacrifice.
What if he...
You don't want to know how far I'll go.
Dad, is it right to take things from people you don't like?
Sure it is, honey. You do mean stealing, don't you?
Well, actually, it's not as bad as stealing, but my conscience is bothering me.
Your conscience? Lisa, don't let that pushy little weenie tell you what to do.
Homer, that's a terrible thing to say.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
I am so glad you chose to come.
I think you should give that a rest, Ralph. Chief Wiggum, how'd you ever get these tickets?
Krusty knows how to play ball.
Krusty's in a cinema watching Debbie Does Springfield.
Chief Wiggum, is this a bust?
Yeah. That's just what it is, a bust.
That story isn't suitable for children.
Really? I keep my pants on in this version.
Ew. It's the Krusty the Clown 29th Anniversary Show!
Hey! Thank you, thank you! Hey, Mr. President! I campaigned for the other guy, but I voted for you! You know, I started this show so long ago, the Ayatollah only had a goatee. Ha-ha!
An applause sign flashes, but the audience are not amused.
What's the matter? Don't you people read the papers? Let's look at some clips.
You will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow.
Hey, Frosty! You want some snow, man?
We discussed this, and I said no.
Now here's a clip from 1973. Try to run! To the other side! Yeah! What was I on?
Lisa, do you want a bite of my ice cream?
No, thanks.
Send it this way, boy.
Whoops.
Oh, nothing gets chocolate out. See?
I worked with some marvelous second bananas over the years, but none more memorable than Sideshow Raheem. The script says I'm supposed to bonk you with this.
I wouldn't.
Right on. Angry. Angry young man. Now for my favorite part of the show. What does that say? Talk to the audience? Oh, God, this is always death. All right.
Oh, no, please don't show me with Ralph.
What's your name, son?
Ralph.
And is this your girlfriend, Ralph?
Yes, I love Lisa Simpson, and when I grow up, I'm going to marry her.
No! Now you listen to me. I don't like you. I never liked you. And the only reason I gave you that stupid Valentine is because nobody else would. Watch this, Lise. You can actually pinpoint the second when his heart rips in half. And now.
Oh.
Ralph staring at ducks in a lake.
At least you guys are my friends.
He throws them some bread, but they swim away.
Son, I know just how you feel. You got a great little girl and the world's your oyster.
No, Dad, she made a fool out of me.
Hey, come to think of it, she did. Well, she didn't reckon with the awesome power of the chief of police. Now, where did I put my badge? Hey, that duck's got it. Oh, come on, give it back. I need it. Oh, keep it.
As Homer's driving along.
Something wrong, officer?
Yeah, got a taillight out.
Where?
Right there.
You know, one day honest citizens are gonna stand up to you crooked cops.
They are? Oh no, have they set a date?
A sign saying hooray for President's Day. You must see it to get course credit.
This orange drink is the only way to recoup our terrible losses from fire drill follies. I just don't know what went wrong.
You opened the show with a fire drill, and everyone cleared out.
So Mother was right. It was my fault. Well, go ahead. Water it down some more.
My God, man. I've watered her down as far as she'll go. I cannot water no more.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
The curtains open.
We are the mediocre presidents. You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. There's Taylor, there's Tyler, there's Fillmore, and there's Hayes. There's William Henry Harrison.
I died in 30 days.
We are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally regrettable, caretaker presidents of the
They kneel on one knee and take off their top hats.
Hey, girls, check out this president. I am not a butt.
Bart, do you want to play John Wilkes Booth or do you want to act like a maniac?
I'll be good.
Ralph comes in.
Ralph, I'm sorry.
Leave me alone. I'm here to play George Washington.
Ralph?
Miss Hoover? This beard's giving me a rash. Oh,
Milhouse, you have one line and then you're shot. Now get out there.
Oh, I thought that Civil War would never end. Now to soothe my head with an evening at Ford's Theater. Oh, no! John Wilkes Booth!
Hasta la vista, A.B.
Come on, boy! Finish him off!
You're next, Chester A. Arthur.
Unhand me, Yankee.
And now our evening comes to an end.
Woohoo!
With a thorough retelling of the life of George Washington.
Don't!
Dear George Washington, can this liberty you dream of be worth all this bloodshed? Well, can it?
Ralph throws Lisa's card into the fire.
Dear madam, would you put a price on the air we breathe or the providence that sustains us?
But couldn't we just give in to the British?
Never!
That boy is magnificent.
He makes me want to learn more about our founding fathers.
To the library!
Yeah!
Dear Martha, I fear my time is at hand.
Oh, George.
Your broth, Mr. President.
I ask for no broth. Away with you, lest my cane find your backside.
Yes.
Please don't leave me, George.
Dear wife, if I could take but one treasure with me to the next life, it would be your tender kiss.
He kisses Lisa's hand.
Now that's a man.
Ralph pretends to die. The whole audience is in tears.
I didn't cry when my own father was hung for stealing a pig. But I'll cry now.
Principal Skinner pulls a lever, and the bed Ralph's on rises up above a Stars and Stripes flag. Then the four presidents' faces in Mount Rushmore are lowered in front of it.
Thanks for coming. And don't forget to purchase some orange drink for the long ride home.
Ralph signing autographs.
Lisa!
Hi, Ralph. You were great tonight.
Aw, thanks.
I've got something for you.
Let's be friends. It says bee, and there's a picture of a bee on it.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, look at that.
Attention all units. Riot in progress at...
Not tonight.
Hey! Bill and Marty here, wrapping up a beautiful President's Day.
To George and Abe and all the rest, here's a special song just for you.
I was working in the lab late one night when Doggone my eyes it. Beheld an eerie sight.
Chief Wiggum sits in his police car, watching Ralph and Lisa on the swings together.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun.
In a
the guests in
Shh.